Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today's bookish guest is Tej, which is one of my favorite romance recommenders in Instagram for Readaholic 19. Tej, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Laura, for having me. I'm so excited to be back.
So happy to have you back. So why haven't you been off to since we last spoke?
I think the last time we spoke was before Christmas. So, of course, Christmas, New Year's is just always really busy. So it was fun with my kids and my husband. We had a great Christmas and New Year's. And in the meantime, I've read some pretty great books. So that's kind of what I've been up to. What about you?
So I've been moving. the big announcement, by the time this happened, this podcast airs, I would have moved to Chicago. I lived in New York City for 14 years. And so it's a big change, but I'm excited. I just found an apartment that's an upgrade from a New York City apartment. There's plenty of space. There's no New York City noise. It's on the 12th floor. Mm-hmm. It's by the lake. So I am excited. I'm excited for the sound quality of the podcast as I launch it and record it from a new space.
Yes, I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see what you see in Chicago, you know, so that'll be really fun.
Yeah, I think so. I think it will be fun. It's a fun city. I was just there this past week and I was amazed how clean the city is. Like, I'm so used to New York City dirt, you know, New York City dirty stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the other part was like, the people are so nice. Like, there's something to be said about the New York City mentality that you're always on the go. It's not that people are rude. Yeah. It's just like you're always on the go and you have like multiple hustles. Like you have multiple jobs and multiple things to do and places to see and people to see and all these different things to create. And so I'm looking forward to slowing down a little bit more.
Yeah, step back.
To step back and to just find my way into a new place and to have a breather. So.
Yeah, that'll be so nice. And it's still a big enough city too. You know what I mean?
Is.
So that's great.
Yeah, it has all the amenities. When I was thinking about places to move, Chicago has the public transportation. So as someone who doesn't have a car, it is a big one. So, and it has like, I like fitness classes. I like to take bar classes and spin and like boxing. And it has the same studios from New York. They have them there, but it's cheaper.
Oh, nice.
By $5 to $10. Nice. So it's like a really nice little thing. So I was like, score.
Yeah.
And there's like a thriving community. So there's like people who are in book clubs, who are like going out and, you know, restaurants and brunch. Yeah. And so I think it will be a good fit for me.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's awesome.
Yeah, so Chicago will be the place to go.
Yes, it's going to be your place to go for a while at least.
That'll be great. So it is exciting. I'm sad to leave the New York pizza, bagels, and Cuban food. Those are the things that I'm sad that I'm going to leave. But other than that, I think I'm okay with leaving New York.
Yeah, it's a new adventure for you, you know, so it's very exciting.
It is a new adventure. So, all right. So let's talk about, you launched a blog this year. So tell us about it. What was the blog about? What kind of topics do you write about? What, you know, tell us all about it.
Okay. Yeah. So I was, I've been wanting to launch my own blog for a while now, but I was just really apprehensive. I think it's just, I was just so scared of where to even start. And it just felt really daunting to me, but it wasn't until I spoke to you and some other bookstagrammers, that were like, you know, just do it. It's a lot of fun. You get to be creative and it's your own way to express your creativity. And so I kind of started, I would say like in December, just kind of messing around with the, you know, the blog, the design. And then it wasn't, I think, until I really spoke to you, Laura, when you were like, you can do whatever you want. You can have whatever theme you want or, you know, whatever you want. I'm, you know, you were like, I'm here for you if you have any ideas or you want to bounce stuff off of me. And that's when I was like, okay, so I'm going to do it, you know? And then I did, I put in a lot of work into it. Obviously the startup is the hardest time, I think, or it takes the longest time to kind of figure out how you want the layout and what you want on your blog. But I did it and I published my blog, and it's called Readaholic Book Reviews. And I mainly talked about romance books. So it's broken down into, my reviews are broken down into like genre, series, heat rating, rating what I eventually rated it. And I also discuss other topics such as, favorite books of the year, favorite audiobooks. I'm still learning. I'm still trying to figure out what other topics to put on there, besides just completely book reviews. But, for the most part, I really like putting my reviews on there because I'm able to, say more than I could just on my bookstagram, because, you know, Instagram limits you to so many words. And mm-hmm. on my blog, I can just gush about whatever I want or what I thought about the book or how I came about to reading the book or the premise of the book. So I really, really enjoy that. I think it's really fun. It's been so great and it's really exciting. It's not as scary as I thought it was going to be, if that makes any sense. So
yeah,
it's been really fun.
Yeah, I love blogging. I don't blog as much as I used to. I think I transitioned to a podcast, but I've been blogging for like 10 years. And it's just a lot mm-hmm. of fun to connect. Like for me, that's been the biggest takeaway. It's a community aspect of connecting with other people. And in this case, connecting mm-hmm. with other readers, connecting, getting book recommendations, like figuring out, like, is this a book that I want to read or not want to read, you know, and talking to other fellow readers. So it is exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah. And I do like that when I'm able to connect with other people, you know, whether it's on Twitter or Instagram or on your blog or people that follow you on your blog, it's really fun to connect with other people who show their creative sides as well.
Yeah, so it is exciting. I can't wait to see what comes back. So
I know I'm learning, so it's a slower process, but it's still really fun.
I love it. So let's talk about romance recommendations. So which authors have you been binging on lately?
So I've been immersed in Serena Bowen's world. Mm-hmm. I think even last time I was still reading her. I think I had like just discovered reading her. Yeah. But I just read her newest book from her True North series, Heartland. And then I've also been reading more of her Brooklyn Bruisers series. And I finished the WAG, the Wives and Girlfriends series with her and Elle Kennedy. I just finished Stay like just a couple days ago. And mm-hmm. I loved it. Loved it, loved it. So I just downloaded Him and Us because I haven't read that series yet or that part of that series yet, but I'm going to. I got the audiobook too. So I'm really excited to get into that. But yeah, really, I've just been really binging a lot of Serena Bowen. And then also I had never read Tessa Dare before. Mm. And so I picked up her Girl Meets Duke series within like, I'd say like probably like the last month or two. I've read all three books in that series, which is her newest series, I think. I haven't read her backlist yet, but yeah, it's so good. Really, 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 I really enjoyed that series. So it's been really fun reading her as well. Just a different take on historical romance, you know? She's really funny and fun. Her romance books are a little bit funnier, but even though they're really still heartwarming too, you know? So that's what I've been binging lately. What about you? Have you binged anything?
So I binge on Lenore Bell. She's a historical romance.
Oh, okay.
So she has a Disgraceful Duke series. And so the first one was like the bachelor meets historical romance. Like a duke wants to be married. And so he invites like four ladies of, you know, well-connected ladies to come and mm-hmm. vie for his attention because he didn't want to go to the season. He was like, I don't want to do the con. So, and it was cute. The second book is a carriage, one bed, you know, so
ooh, yes,
gotta love those. So it's a little road trip to Ireland where there's a carriage and just happens to be one bed. So that's cute. And then the third book, the heroine's father gambles with the hero's father and he wins the bet, and the hero has to marry the heroine's the daughter of that stuff. So it's a marriage of convenience.
Kind of a marriage of convenience. Yeah.
It's a marriage of convenience. And then the heroine is canceling the Kama Sutra. So she's like, I'll marry you. I'll marry you if you teach me sexual congress. It's so annoying.
Sound great.
So it is steamy. So it is so good.
Yeah.
So I've been binging on that. And then
Great. I'm going to have to add these to my TBR.
Yeah. And it's in the library. It's a library book. So which is kind of like cool. And then I start reading Wolf Gone Wild by Julia Cross.
Oh, I have that one.
It's so good. I put it down, but it's so good. It's like a beginner paranormal. Like it's dead in your means. It's like a funny. It's funny wolf. Like the inner wolf is like talking to the person. Mm-hmm. So it is a witch. It's actually really funny. So I started reading that and it's actually really good. I just haven't finished. It's like on my TBR to finish.
I've heard such good things about that book and I can't wait. I got it from the library. I had them buy it because they didn't have it. And so I can't wait to read it because I've heard such good things, you know? And so I really can't wait to read it. Because everybody said it's funny and it's, you know, like you said, it's an intro to paranormal. I've read some paranormal over the years, so it doesn't like scare me. You know, like I know some people don't like that, but I'm interested in reading it.
Yeah, and then the other book that I read is I'm reading along is Big Bad Cowboy by Carly Bloom. So that's a forward title. There's a second book coming out. So I read it over the fall, and I absolutely adore it. It was like 5-star, and I don't read cowboys like. Cowboys is not for me, but this one falls into like it's really good. I was like, oh, maybe cowboys are for me. So I'm rereading Big Bad Cowboy. I read the novella and it was my first 5-star read of the year. So I think this is an author that is like a 5-star read author. So I'm like really waiting for book 2 in the series. I'm like, please, can I have it? You know? So
I know. I just got my copy yesterday. And so I can't wait to do the read along either. Cowboy romances are really hit and miss with me. Like sometimes they're either really good or really not. So I don't really they don't really pull me in as much as maybe another reader would, but I've heard such good things and I really can't wait to start this one. So I'm excited for the read along and to read it.
Yeah, this one is like Red Riding Hood retelling and it's like it's a really good read.
So. Okay. Got it. So, I'm excited to discuss this with you when I'm done reading it.
I know. This is so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you most anticipating new releases for 2020?
Okay, so there's a few, and I know there'd be more, you know, as the year goes along. But so far, I just got The Arc of Wild at Heart by K.A. Tucker, and that's been, like, at the top of the list. So I pretty much dropped, you know, what I was reading to start reading it because I love The Simple Wild so much. It was one of my favorite reads last year. So that one's definitely at the top of the list. And then I'm also, I have an arc of Chasing Cassandra by Lisa Kleypas. And I'm reading that one as well. I'm probably like, maybe like 20% in or so. And I like it so far. I love that whole Ravenel series. And so I couldn't wait to start this one. And then I can't wait to read, Take a Hint, Danny Brown by Talia Hibbert, because I love Chloe Brown so much. I know we had talked about that before, but that was my first Talia Hibbert book, and I just really, really loved it. So I'm really excited to read that one. And then, of course, Helena Hunting. I love Helena Hunting, and I can't wait to read A Secret for a Secret, which is the follow-up. I think it's the third one in her All In series. Mm-hmm. A Favor for a Favor was the one just before it, and I absolutely love that book.
So
probably
good.
One of my favorite 5-stars. Yeah, so, so, so good. And then... Sarah McLean's Daring the Duke, which is part of her Bare Knuckle Bastards series, which I love both of those books. I think Wicked and the Wallflower is probably my favorite one so far out of the three of the series. But I'm excited to see how she redeems the Duke because we all kind of hate him at this point. So should be interesting. And then Sally Thorne's coming out with the book, Second First Impressions. And I'm really looking forward to it. I didn't like 99% mine as much as I like The Hating Game. So I'm kind of interested to see what this book is going to be about or how her writing aspect will be compared to the other two books. So I'm looking forward to that one. And then The Boyfriend Project by Farah Rochon. I'm really excited to read this book. I just got my wish granted on NetGalley. So I have it. I got it. And I'm so excited. I've never had a wish granted. And Read Forever Pub, you know, granted my wish. So I'm so excited to read that one. And then Serena Bowen has a book coming out in May called Sure Shot. And that's another Brooklyn Bruisers book. So I cannot wait for that one. Yeah. So those are a few of my highly anticipated reads so far for 2020.
I love it.
Are you anticipating any of the same ones, or do you have others on the list?
So I got a few others on the list. So The Boyfriend Project, my wish was granted too. So I'm so excited. Sure Shot, I did not know there's a new Brooklyn Bruisers series. So it is on my TV on.
I just found out. I know. I'm super excited.
So Wild Heart is definitely on my TBR, but I did not request an ARC because I didn't want to do the whole review and all those different things. So I'm waiting till it comes out. And I'm looking forward to it. I did read Chasing Cassandra. It's so good. It's 5 stars. Lisa Kleypas can do no wrong. It's so good.
She can't. She really can't. So
no. So in terms of anticipating new releases, I have When You Wish Upon a Rogue by Kate Bateman. She wrote this Earl of Mine last fall. And it's the one where when the woman goes to prison to look for her husband. And the husband, you know, to get him killed so she can be a widow. And it's just really good. So I'm looking forward to reading book two, because when she was in the show, she said that this was even better than that first book. So that's one book that I'm looking forward to it. And a few books that I'm looking for is The Rakers by Scarlett Pegham. It'll be my first book that I'm reading for her, but I heard really great things about her. And she writes, it's a lady rakist. It's like, it's not a man, it's a lady who's the rakist. So that seems good. Devil of Downtown by Joanna Shoup. So I absolutely love Gilded Age, New York City Gilded Age historical romance. So you started in 1890s, and there's like lady business, and there's New York City. It's a little different vibe. So Joanna Shoup's right about those, and I absolutely adore her series. They're really good.
Okay.
Julia Quinn is coming out with First Come Scandal. It's a Bridgerton prequel. She's been coming out with those Bridgerton prequels, and I want to read them. I love the Bridgerton, so I'm like, oh, I want to read the prequels. So I think that's one of the, after I move and, you know, settle down, I think I'm going to start reading those books. So I really love Julie Quinn's writing style. The Boyfriend Material by Alexis Hall. That looks like Enemies to Lovers, rom-com. It just looks really good. And then Recipe for Persuasion by Sonali Dev. So that's a persuasion retelling and set in a cooking reality TV show.
Ooh, that one does sound good.
Yeah.
I forgot to talk about cooking. I forgot to put on here, I forgot the name of the new book by Sarah Smith. I think it's called Simmer something.
Simmer Down. Yeah.
Simmer Down. Yeah. Cause you're talking about food. So that reminded me, I'm looking forward to that one too. By Sarah Smith. So that one sounds like it's going to be a good one too.
Yeah, that looks good. Oh, and American Sweethearts, which I just requested by Adriana Herrera. So yes. I'm looking forward. I love that series. So it's like, I'm looking forward to reading the fourth in the series. Although I'm sad that it's going to be coming to an end. So, but there's
no, but at least it's like a new author, you know? So that's fun.
Yeah. So lots of great books coming out this year.
Yes. Lots of great books.
All right. So what books are you recommending lately when it comes to romance?
So definitely, like I said, I love Helena Hunting's brand of writing. I just love how she's so funny, but then their characters are so sweet and sexy too. So I've really been recommending A Favor for a Favor. I got to listen to an advanced audio book of that one first. And the audiobook was so, so, so good. It has Jacob Morgan in there, of course.
Ooh, oh my gosh,
it was so good. And then I reread the book once it came out. So definitely been recommending A Favor for a Favor. And then also I recently went on a blog tour for A Heart of Blood and Ashes by Mila Bain. And it was so, so, so good. It's a fantasy paranormal, suspenseful romance. And it just surprised me, like, in the best of ways. I didn't anticipate how much I would love it. It was a 5-star read for me. And I kind of went in kind of blind, not really knowing what it was going to be about. But if you like Game of Thrones, with like a lot of steamy, sexy times, then you will like this book. It was really, really, really good. And Mila Vane is such a great author. She definitely set up the whole premise for the other books in the series. It's going to be a series. And so I love, and it's like 500 or something pages, but I read it in like probably 2 days. I like just couldn't stop reading it. So that's, I would perfect. Recommend that one too. It was really, really, really good. Yes.
That's perfect. I love that.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah.
What about you? What books are you recommending?
So I'm recommending Megan Frampton. I just read Never Kiss a Duke. And the reason why I'm recommending her is I just saw on Twitter, she posted a review that says, "This book is too sexy, too much steam, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, one click for that.
So. Yeah, exactly. Same here. I'm like, one click. Oh, I gave it 0 stars because it was too steamy. One click.
One click.
That's what I'm looking for.
So if you're looking for steam, I would say go to Becca Frampton. So I read Never Kiss a Duke. It came out this month. It came out in January. The premise is a lady's running a gaming hall, like a casino, and this disgraced duke, or no, he lost his title. So he thought he was going to be a duke, and then he realized that he's a bastard, so he cannot be a duke. So he needs to get a job. So he works for the casino, and then they're like, and she's like, "I'm your boss. I can't be with you. I can't. No, I can't." It's so cute. So it's like really like steamy and tension, and just really good. And there's lady business. I love historical romance set in casinos. Like, I don't know, for some reason, it's just like really good. It just warrants a dark reading. That's a good book to read. And let me see. Oh, Island Affair by Priscilla Oliveras. Comes out in April. It's an own voices romance set in the Keys. It's a fake relationship with a social media influencer and a firefighter. And there's the just one bed trope. Gotta love that.
That already sounds good. Everything you just listed.
It is really good. The only caveat, I wanted to say this. So for those who are looking for closed door romance, this is closed door. So there's no steam.
Got it.
It's cute. It was cute. I really enjoy it. It was just fun. If you're looking for own voices, that's a good romance to read. So.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
Awesome. So since our last show, which two books would you recommend?
So definitely the ones I talked about before, A Favor for a Favor, and then A Heart of Blood and Ashes. And then also that third book in the Girl Meets Duke series, Wallflower Reader, that was my favorite one out of all three. I loved that book. Grumpy meets Sunshine. I mean, come on. I love a grumpy hero. Even in A Favor for a Favor, he was grumpy. Even in A Heart of Blood and Ashes, he was grumpy. So I guess I definitely have a thing for grumpy heroes because all of those had grumpy heroes, but I loved all three of those. Those are all three 5-star reads for me.
I love it. So what books are your TBR?
Okay, so we talked about one of them, Wolf Gone Wild by Juliet Cross, definitely on my TBR. Also, Hate Notes by, I believe it's by Keeland. I just picked that one up from the library, too. So I've heard really good things about that book. Have you read that one already?
Yeah, I did.
So I'm looking forward to that one. And then I have an arc of Yours in Scandal by Lauren Lane. I'm really looking forward, to starting a new series with her. And I know it's going to be a little more steamy compared to her recent ones have been more closed door. So I'm really looking forward to that because I think she does really great steamy, sexy scenes in her books. And then Tracy Cassandra, which I am kind of already reading, but that's on my immediate TBR. And then Big Bad Cowboy by Carly Bloom, which I'm excited for that read along. Next week, I think it starts. So those are books that are on my immediate TBR. What about you? Are you reading anything soon or on your TBR?
So I have to Heaven to Hoax, which is a rom-com set, historical rom-com set, a married couple. So I have that. Then I want to read, and then I want to read Lucy Parker. Like, I have her books, and I heard great things about them. So I heard they're not that steamy, so it's fine with me. But I want to read her books. And then I got a couple of Lisa Kleypas, because I've not read the Hathaway series, which is like part of the same world as Ravenel's and Wallflowers and Derek Craven. So I think I want to read that series. Actually, I own all the books in the series. I just need to read them.
Yes.
So.
I own them too. And I think I've read one maybe, but I have to read the rest. I have like a whole bunch of her back that I need to read. It's such fine time to read them. But yeah, but I love her books. I mean, like once you start, you just get so into it, and they're usually fast reads for me because I just get sucked into her world. And she's such a good author. But all of those that you said, I want to read those too. I have to have Into Hoax also. So that's, it's a Nat Galley arc for me, and I want to read that one too. And I've heard great things about Lucy Parker too.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I just need to find a time. I don't think, as we're recording the show, like I had 2 or 3 more weeks in New York City. And so it's going to be a little bit busier just trying to pack. Yeah. So I think I'll probably be listening to audiobooks as opposed to reading books.
Yeah.
But hopefully once it's settled, then I can actually have a reading nook, and I can actually have a reading routine again. So I'm looking forward to
that. No, it'll be good. Yeah, take your time, you know, to do what you need to do to settle down. But that's why I love audiobooks too, because they're great when you're doing stuff around the house or when you're, you know, commuting or whatever. So it's really good. So, but I'm super excited for you.
Yeah. So Tetch, tell us where we can find you online.
Oh, you can find me online. So I'm on Bookstagram or Instagram at Readaholic19. Same thing with Twitter. Also, it's Readaholic19. And then my blog, it's Readaholic19.home.blog. And that's my book blog. So I cross-post a lot of stuff on there. And sometimes I have different content on there versus my Instagram or my Twitter. So you can find me on all of those, and also on Goodreads too. Goodreads, I am Readaholic19, I believe. Yes, I'm Readaholic19 on Goodreads too. So you can find me on all of those places. I'd love to connect if you wanted to find me.
Awesome. Thank you, Tash, for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Laura, for having me. I can't wait to come back.
It's so exciting. Just a programming note, we'll be taking a break from new episodes for a few weeks. We'll be back with our new episodes on April 5th. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.